them according to me, the Amina, what I say. Raya b'yedim. The shalom is who has to bring the yedim here. Whether the kid was a katan, whether the kid was a gadol, that's the shalom. If so, kivon the amal lekuchos. I see yedim. Since they told lekuchos, listen, you want to say he was a gadol, go and prove it. But the lekuchos cannot find any yedim to say that that son was a gadol. Is so high in the cost of the Yamulay Malaboyko. Therefore, they asked the Shiloh, can we check him out? Listen, we don't have any Adim, but we want to dig him up to see exactly if he was a god or not. So it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan. Elul Dibach, according to you, Rosh Lakish Yamulay, that you say, Raya Bekiyam Ashtar, no, the Shalom is whether the host Shalom is. The ask who has to be in the kind of star, it's a Shiloh in Kiyam Shtoroy, that's the Shiloh, Salam Alulaboykoy. Why do they have to check out the Masonat? Lakai Mishtarayu. The Lukmu Benichtei. Let them just be in the Kayan Dishtar and they'll be able to keep it. Like Rashi, Umustama, Ein Eidim Chesma Lashtar Linkin Nasa Godel. Like most probably the Chazaka is, the most probably the Shtar was written when the person was a Godel. So all you'll have to do is just be in the Kayan Dishtar. So Lukuchis, all they should have to do is just to go ahead and be in the Kayan Dishtar. What's the Shad of the Chlau about checking out the Mason? According to you, Rosh Lakish, like once we see a double vade, we leave it that way. So, if the star is Mekuyim, we should see a good star maton here, a good star look, a mecha. We should see a good sale here. So, what do you have to check out the mace for? Tumor says, Mi Sabrat, who told you, Nichse Becheskos Ne Meshvacha Kaimo, who told you the case is a Minastam? We would leave the property by the Bnei Meshvacha. And the Ka'asa Mekuchas Omar, and therefore who's coming to take it away, it's called Lekuchas, the one that bought it. They're coming to complain to take away the property, and therefore that would be the pshat, all they would have to do, taka true, is just to be in the kind of star, true. But who said that's pshat? Maybe, nichsei becheskos kuchas kaimo, the opposite. The mice Lekuchas, they bought the property, they're in the property, when Astam will say the property stays by them, they have right to keep the property. In other words, say nichsei becheskos kuchas kaimo. Because of the name Mishpacha the Kamara. So here the whole shalom is that the Bnei Mishpacha, they are the ones that are coming to argue. The Bnei Mishpacha is arguing and saying, listen, he was a Kotan. If so, it doesn't help Kiyam Ashtar. Their only proof is to say that he was a Kotan. So if they can't bring any proof, they want to check him out. The Mer says, Hotef does not cash and Rish Lakish. Mer says, Hokhi Nami Mishpacha is the Svar also. Midikamalu, since they answered back and said, Iyatim Rishon Lanavloi. Listen, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to dig up a mace to look at him. Fishtiku, and they kept quiet. So now, Iyam, Rud Bishlam, and B'nai Mishpach, if the Shiloh was the B'nai Mishpach, the family of this mace, Komaru, they were the ones that were arguing, and trying to say that he was a cut, and the sale didn't take place. So, Mishamachi, Yishtiku, therefore it's very good when they kept quiet. I've covered our Mishpach, they were told it's not mine to dig up the mace, they would not do it. But, Eli, Iyam, but if you're going to tell me, Lekuchas Komaru, you know, was arguing over here. It was Lekuchas. They were the ones that were complaining. They want to keep the property. And so am I, Shashki. Why do they keep quiet? Let them say like this. Listen. Anan Zuzi Avinulay. We gave money for this. And so, Menabo Nabo. Like, we don't want to lose out the money. So, for money, we have a right to check out the maze. Don't give us this. We want to check out the maze to see if we have a right to keep our property or not. So Mer says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Imi Shemor, just for this tiny alone, La'ir is not talking. That is not a good proof. Why? Hochi Karmelu. Maybe this is what Rabbi Kiva answered back to the Lekuchas. Maybe the Shiloh was Lekuchas the one that are coming to complain. But Rabbi Kiva answered them back like this. Chodu one pshat is the Yatim Shilonavla. Ishno, first of all, you're not allowed to do it. Now, you're tying it back to me. We don't care. It's a Shiloh of money. We want to get our money back. Therefore, we'll still do it. So Yoy, the Bechid is back a second thing. Like, Bechid Tenu, maybe you want to tell me, Zuzi Shokot, Lenavra, Lenavra, listen, you paid money. You don't care, you want to get your money, money's worth. You'll be Lenavra, the maze to keep your money. On this, he answered back, it's no, still it's not going to help you. But the Klal is, Simona, Masu, Mishtana, Fiyachamisa, and that does not help. So that's what it meant to answer him back, it's not going to help you. Even if you want to go check him out, the Simona that you see right now does not help you. Simona, Fiyachamisa, could change. Tavi Mor says, Toshma, that Shoyel Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish as Rabbi Yechanan, Zu Shashinui b'Mishnas, Bakaporo, this that we learned, in the learning of Bakaporo. So it says like this. Harei shoye oichel sod. Someone was eating a field. He was eating in a field. Uvo becheska shishaloi. The person thought the field belonged to him. And now all of a sudden, the Korah olav a'echad irur. Somebody came to complain. Loimet, the said to the person, shalihi, that this cock of this field belongs to me. What happened was, v'hoitzi zeh soinai. So the person says, you want to complain to say it belongs to you? Listen, I have a star here. I have the oimet, means the star. I have the document saying clearly that you sold it to me. Loimet, shemachartali. The star said clearly that you sold it to me. Oish, nasat lubu matana. Rather, you gave it to me for matana. So what are you saying it's yours? I have a star. Yeah, so most of this, it depends. So imama ani maki bishtaz, if the person says back, imama ani maki bishtaz, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recognize this star, I never sold it to you. That's what the person is coming to argue. But Reuven is in this field, and Reuven has a star saying Shimon sold it to him. And Shimon says, no, what do you mean? I never sold you the field. I don't know what you're talking about. The star means nothing to me. So in such a case then, all you have to do is Yiskayim Ashtar Bechaismov. So that's called like Shimon is saying the star is Mazuif. So all Reuven has to do is be Mekayim the star, bring to Edim, saying that the star is a good star. These are their signatures. And the man, he has the right to stay in the field. He has a star saying that Shimon sold him the field, he could stay there. What's going to be though in Moma Shtar Pasimu? Let's say Shimon admits that he had the star written up. But he says the star Pasimu means I just did it to mafias you, to make you like look rich. Or else a star Amona, or else a star on trust that I gave it to you. That I never really got the money from you yet. It's not a real Mechira. Shemachati Lechov and Nesatami Domin that I sold it to you, but he never paid me back the money yet. That's what he's saying. So Shimon is saying, sure, I wrote up the shtar. But even though I wrote up the shtar, I'm saying the shtar is no good. So in such a case, what's the halacha? Im yesh edim halachach ha'edim. Listen, if there are edim here, they know clearly what happened, that whether he really sold the shtar or not, so rather than we go up to the edim. Rather than the edim, will be good. But if there are no edim, halachach ha'shtar, then the chul, we have to go up to the shtar itself. That what the fruit the shtar says, the mechira did take place, we listen to the shtar, and we don't care about what Shimon is saying. So in other words, the food is called like, Moedi v'shtar shekosu, the klal is, ain't sorach l'kaimoi. So the Chulim Mor says, Leima, let's say Rabbi Meir, maybe the Bakaporah's Allah only goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Yomah that Rabbi Meir says, Moedi v'shtar shekosu, ain't sorach l'kaimoi. You do not have to be m'kaim the shtar. Whereas once you say the shtar was good, that's called the good kiva shtar. And we do not leave you anymore with a pashras or pashita to say the star is no good. And v'loi rabbonim, but this halacha of Bakaporo does not go according to the rabbonim. According to the rabbonim, they say, we do say a pashras or pashita. We do believe them to be ma'ar the star. Or Malay said back to him, no. Or Malay loy, no. I, Bakaporo, go according to everybody. Shani Yomer, I say, divrei hakol, everybody agrees that moedi v'shtar shekosvu. And it's not like you do not have to be Mekayim the star. Once we hear the star was a good star, that's it. You're not there with the say against the star. I hold everybody holds like this. Therefore, there's no machlokes. I'm saying this according to everybody. All right, turn over. So far, that's what he's saying. That everybody holds that the Moedi B'Shar Shekos was ain't Tzorach L'Kayim Lo. There's no machlokes. Even the Rabbanan also agree to this. So if the Gemara asks the question, is that true? For the Gemara Kasha, the Mitzlag Tolit, we no clue is a machlokes. We had a Mishnah Ksubas like that. And if you check on the base, it's non-gunant. Ein memonim lepois loy biru Rabbi Meir. That the Eidim, when they say, Ksav Yudein Huzeh. Yes, the Shtar we find on it. It's good, a good signature. But Anusim Hayinu, Oktanim Hayinu. So Rabbi Meir says, truly, we do not believe these Edim. However, it says clearly over there, the Chachomim, I mean the Chom say though, Nemonim, no, we do believe the Edim. So who you see, Tzorach L'Kaimoi, we do believe the Edim with the Peshosa Peshita. So how could you say everybody holds Ein Tzorach L'Kaimoi? Omer, you said back to me like this. I edim alino morish dolo. I admit over there with the edim. If the edim himself are finished, there was no good. They have a power to be married with a shtoro. But il kol kaminai, is he himself just one person himself? Is he never to be married with a shtoro? No. I hold that everybody holds, even the chum admit. There was only the Nathan and Matono. He's not never to be married with a shtar. That's the case before. He's not never to say that there was a shtar passing. Since he admits he wrote the shtar, Moedi v'shtar shekos will then serve kindly. Omelet, so said back to him, V'loi mishmecha, but in your name, Omelet, they said, Yofi iru b'nei mishpocha, that the b'nei mishpocha argued well, you admit that they had a right to argue the b'nei mishpocha. So here you see, Moedi v'shtar shekos will, is taka, it's serve kindly. The Rashi says, Rosh Lakish komo v'bi echanan, heichi mosas l'nei mullu divri hakuril, How could you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that everybody admits the same thing? I forgot the Yonami personally. Mishim Shtar Mona Shtar Pasim. Slav Kol Kamine Eruyei. You cause the mandate and go fire Le Morlei. Is that true? Follow Mishmech and your name number. They said Yofiru B'nei Mishpocha. I forgot the night of B'nei Mishpocha. Vishtar Shekosu. Noisim Matona. Kivun Yarmi Kotan Lemonim. Ashes Kaimu Ashtar Bechaisenov. Alma, what do you see? The Jew, Rabbi Yochanan, would admit that the Moedah B'Shash Kosul Lidoch is Sorokhla Kaimai. Over there, by the B'nai Mishpoch, even though Lakeach has a Shtar Mecher, that the Yerush, the one that died, sold him the Karko, still the B'nai Mishpoch was coming to complain and say, listen, he was a Kotan at that time, the Shtar was no good, and you said, yes, we believe the B'nai Mishpoch, that Lakeach has to be Mekayim the Shtar, even though the B'nai Mishpoch admit that the Shtar was written. Or Malaysia said back in Mishno, Zu Eliezer Omro. But Ani Layamati Dovazamirlam, it's Eliezer that said it. But it wasn't me, Rabbi Yechanan. Omer observer said, In Yichva Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Eliezer, Tamidov, if Rabbi Yechanan wants to, argue and say, Salma didn't say it. In other words, the same that Rabbi Yechanan, that In Yichva Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Eliezer, Tamidov, if he argues against his Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, Yichba, will he also argue for Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi against his Rabbi, Rabbi Yanai, Diyoma Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai said, Omar Rabbi, name of Rabbi, that Moi Debashtah Shekosu is Sorach Lekai Moi, and Viyoma Lai Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Loi Mishnah Seinu Huzu, isn't this a Mishnah? As Rabbi Yechanan himself agrees to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yanai. It says, Moi Debashtah Shekosu, that the Locher is Tzoruch Lekaimo, yes, we do believe you to with a Peshros, a Peshitta. And if Yochanan even said back, isn't that our Mishnah? Loi Mishnah, say Nuzu, V'chachom Ar Nechom say, Ha'amoytzi Mechaveri Olova Raya, that you have to bring a Raya, the Chom say, that the Mekabel Hamatono, even though the Noisim is admitting he wrote the Shtar, still we believe the Noisim when he says he was a Shchimera, and therefore Tzoruch Lekaimo, that the Edom say the Mekabel HaMaton has to bring the proof. So he said back, an Ein Raya Ela V'Kiyah Mashtar. Isn't the Pshan HaMishnah the Raya means V'Kiyah Mashtar? So who you see clearly that the Moedah B'Shtar Shekosu is Tzoruch L'Kaimai. That's what HaMishnah means when the Chum say Tzoruch L'Kaimai. Baram Niran Bibur Rabbeinu Yosef. But you know, I like the words of Rabbeinu Yosef. The Yom Rabbeinu Yosef from Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel. That zu divrei chachamim. These are the words of the chum al mishnah that says ein tzoruch l'kaimai. That's going according to the chachamim. Aber Rabbi Meir oimer, Rabbi Meir shita is no that the moi divrei shakos for tzoruch l'kaimai. So you see clearly it is a machlekes chachamim and Rabbi Meir. If moi divrei shakos for tzoruch l'kaimai or ein tzoruch l'kaimai. So who you see not like you said before according to the yechin divrei hakoil that everybody holds ein tzoruch l'kaimai. Gemara explains now. Who my divrei hakoril? What do you mean to say divrei hakoril? Meant to say the rabbonim, the gabbai, Rabbi Meir, divrei hakoril. That the chum's words, those words are called divrei hakoril. The chum, how much the divrei hakoril? Yeah. So that's what we meant to say. Divrei hakoril meant to say goes according to rabbonim, not according to Rabbi Meir. So the Rashbam explained, or the more things now, baram niran divrei Rabbi Yosef. It means Reb Zera Komalei. This is Reb Zera answering back. The Yosla truth is coming to answer. The Maya Diyom Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish. That's what before Rabbi Yechon said to Rosh Lakish. Liel, Shani Yem, what did I say? The Divri HaKoyl, and Tzorach Lekaimoi. Hainu Taimo, what I said that for? The Sribal Rabbi Yechon, so Mahavchina Mas Nitzan, like we soon see, we change around the words of our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Rabbonin, the Sribal Rabbonin, and Tzorach Lekaimoi. So for us, Yozel, that the Rabbonin are the ones that says, and Tzorach Lekaimoi. And Rabbi Meir is the one that says, for Moshe Mechre over Raya. In so, what the Kamer Rabbi Yechon, Divri HaKoyl, and Tzorach Lekaimoi, that's what Rabbi Yechon before said, it goes according to everybody, Lav Dafka doesn't mean really. Elo just means Mishum the Aliba the Rabbanu Kamar, the Tzorach Lekaimoi. Choshev Lai Kedivri HaKoyl, that's cool, Kedivri HaKoyl. But the Moshe says now, yeah, the Moshe says, my Divri HaKoyl, what Rabbi Yechon need to say, Divri HaKoyl? Just need to say, the Rabbanu, Lagab, the Rabbi Meir, Divri HaKoyl. For the Gemara, I will eat Chotanan, and now Mishum says just the opposite. The Chom, my name, my name, my name, my name, the one that says yes, that Maidi Vashasha Kosu is the Tzorach Lekaimai. They say Tzorach Lavi Raya. So Mazat Eitzot will change it around. That Chom, the one that says, we believe the nice thing, because since he's a Maidi Vashasha Kosu, he's a Tzorach Lekaimai. And it's Rabbi May is the one that says, Hamaisa Mechaveri Olav Raya. According to this Girsa, the Chom, the one that say, we believe the nice thing, believe the one that gives them the one that gave them matana, and he says he was a shkemira. We believe him because he was mekayim the star, and we say a peshos a peshita. As a moed shasakosu, we all did tzorach lekaimai. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned ein amonim lepois for divrei Rabbi Meir. We do not believe them to pass the words of Rabbi Meir. But chol moimim in amonim, the chol say we do believe. So we see clearly that chol are the one that says we do believe him. We do believe the peshos a peshita. So Mele Mele Gash Grosso Taka is Tzorach Lekaimai. More Eipach, you have to change this around. I have Rabbi Yechon and Rai Be'edim Kamar. Rabbi Yechon himself was the one that said before, you have to bring a proof of Edim. So you see clearly, it's a Shail of Edim, it's not a Shail in Kiyom Ashtar. And the more Eipach, change this around also. Eipach, Mele Lema Leipach, Nami Tiyufto, Loi, if you want to change around, then there'll be no Tiyufto. Hachi Kamar Rabbi Yechon and Shimon Lakish. This time with the deed, I mean, I became a star, I'm sure I was all the national of Ruth McCorkett. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding Kuf Nun Dalad on the base, the bottom of the Gemara. Again, there we had a last memory of that Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, everybody agrees that the Maide Vishtash Shekosvu is aimed at Tzorach Lekaimai. That means once you admit that the shtar was a good shtar, so therefore the halacha is, ain't tzorach lekaimai, we do not have to have a kiyum anymore. In other words, when you have a shtar, you do not say a per shos or a per sheta. Once you admit the shtar was good, that's all, the shtar was good, you're not nemen anymore to say, like it was shtar pasim, or shtar mona, you're not nemen. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the question was in the bottom of the Gemara, the question, is that true? So there on four lines down, there is, Mar says, Nirun Divir Rabbeinu Yosef. The Yomar Rabbeinu Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Mar Shmuel, Zu Divir Chachomim. These are the words of the Chachomim. Avo Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Moi Divir Shtar Shekosvu, Shetzorach Lekaimoi. That Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Moi Divir Shtar Shekosvu is Sorach Lekaimoi. It's Rabbi Meir that holds that shita. But the Chachomim, they are the one that holds, Ein Sorach Lekaimoi. That means once you admit that you wrote the Shtar, but you want to say the shtar is no good, we do not believe you. Once you admit that you had the shtar written up, the shtar is a good shtar. The Gemara explains now, my divrei hakol, what did Rabbi Yochanan before mean to say divrei hakol, everybody holds that it's ain't tzorach lekaimai? He meant to say the rabbonin legabe Rabbi Meir divrei hakol hi. Since that's the rabbonin shita, he meant to say like we hold like the rabbonin. So the rabbonin against Rabbi Meir, it's called divrei hakol. So first of all, the Gemara asks the question, is that true? For ipcha tanan. And our Mishnah says just the opposite. Our Mishnah says, the Chachamim say, Ha'amoytzi mechaveroi olav haraya. The Chachamim are the one to say again, in our Mishnah the case was, where you have a shtar written up, a shtar matana, and the person that gave away the present later complains and says, he was a shchiv mera. He was like a dying person. That's why he gave it away. But now that he's well, he wants it back. And the other person says, no, you were a healthy person. So our Gisr, the Chachamim say, Hamoitzim mechaveri olav haraya means that the one that wants to take the present, he has to bring a proof. In other words, we believe the nice thing. So if you believe the Neusener, he's admitting that the shtar was a good shtar, but he's telling us he was a shchivmera, and we believe him according to Chachamim. So you see, moed v'shtar shekosvu, the locher is taka tzorch lekaimoi. So Gemara says, Epoch, the pshat from Rabbi Yochanan is that he changes around our Mishnah. Epoch, that Rabbi Meir is the one that says, ha-moitze mechaveri olov araya. But the Chachamim, those are the ones that says no, that the Neusener, we do not believe him. In other words, the matoner is called the good matoner. That since the one that's giving away the present admitted that he wrote up the shtar, so he was a moed of a shtar shekosvu, just that he's saying he was a shchivmera, and that the Chum say we do not believe them. No, once you admit you wrote up the shtar is a good shtar. So that's what the Yochanan meant to say, divrei hakol means it's the Chum shita, that a moed of a shtar shekosvu is ain't a tzorach l'kayim, the shtar is good. For the Mo'ai Botanan we learned, Botani we learned, ain't nemonim l'poistler divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chum maimrim nemonim. I learned the opposite again. The Chum say that when Edim say, yes, this is our Ksav Yedenu, but we were Anusim, we were Psulim, we do believe them. So, Chura, you see, Moed B'Shash HaKosvu is Tzorach L'Kaimoi, not like we just got finished saying. So, Mor says, Eifach, change it around again, that the Chum are the one that says no, ain't the Monim L'Poisle. Because once the Edim admit that this is their Ksav Yodom, they wrote up the Shtar, we say the Shtar is a good Shtar, and they're not believed anymore to say it's no good, ain't tzorach l'kaimai. For the Gemara, I have Rabbi Yochanan, Raya be Edim Kamar. I before Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said, Shana Mishner is, you have to bring a proof with Edim, nothing to do with Moedi B'Shtar Shekos for tzorach l'kaimai. And here Rabbi Yochanan is learning Shana Mishner, that the Chum hold no, Moedi B'Shtar Shekos was ain't tzorach l'kaimai. So again, the Gemara says, Epoch, let's change around Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Before we had that Rabbi Yochanan said, Araya b'Edim. And Resh Lakish was the one that said, Araya b'Kiyum Shtar. Now we have to change it around. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says the Araya is Kiyum Ashtar, and the Resh Lakish is the one that said, Araya b'Edim. So Mora says it's so, Leipach namit yufto, let's change around the Kashas also then. The Chur of Yochanan's Kashas, the Resh Lakish is not a Kashas anymore. So Mora says, Leipach, no, that we don't change around.